Okay, it's the Chicago Bears.
Dan Hampton, an Arkansas Razorback who played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich,
the U of I, Eli, and I drafted to the Bears in 1962, part of the NFL Championship team of 1963.
Glenn Kozlowski,
BYU Cougar who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver.
Mark Carmen.
Yeah.
You're just a sexy young guy that doesn't know a damn thing.
Welcome to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, that is just a little bit different. Congratulations. Are in order. Big time, right? Mitchell Trubisky just arrived. He just planted his flag, and what a game for Mitch Trubisky, and what a game for the Chicago Bears. 48-10, they blasted a dysfunctional, disorganized, and today, bad Tampa Bay Bucks team, but I really don't care about any of that. This was a game where Mitchell Trubisky, alongside Matt Nagy and his play calling and the schemes that the Bears came up with today, it's a game changer. 19 of 26, 354 yards, six touchdowns for Mitchell Trubisky. Did not throw an interception. He was sacked one time. His quarterback rating, 154.7. That is perfection right there, Mitchell Trubisky. And congratulations. He's been he's taken a ton of fire. He's taken a ton of fire from this show, and deservedly so, for the record. It did not look good, but it looks a whole lot better now. And look, he had never thrown in a single game more than two touchdowns. He threw six of them. And some of them were, okay, Tampa, what are you doing out there? But I give the Bears a ton of credit. The way they schemed with Tariq Cohen today, we have never seen that. He had 13 carries for 53 yards, but even more impressive, he was tied for the most receptions on the team with seven, 121 yards, caught a touchdown pass. He was targeted eight times, and the Bears consistently took advantage of Tariq Cohen on double moves, getting covered by linebackers, getting separation, and beautiful throws from Mitchell Trubisky. They clearly have been working on it, and Trubisky said after the game today that it felt like it felt in practice. This is what we've been working on. So it's not something where, oh, it's a miracle, it all came together. This is what they've been building towards. And maybe we're a little guilty, or I'm a little guilty, of jumping ahead like, hey, where is it? The reality being that Matt Nagy is a first-time head coach. He doesn't even have that much experience as a play caller. And here he is in game four. Albeit, again, Tampa didn't look good. In fact, they looked incredibly bad. But putting together this game plan, you got to give him credit. And to Trubisky for executing it, you got to give him even more credit. 48-10, it was awesome. And I also, Hamp, OB, and Kaz will be here right after 6 o'clock, although they are walking in right now.
Blah, 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 you sound it like right there.
Oh, stop. You
don't backtrack. Man up about it. We'll eat crow. The Bears showed up today and played their tails off.
Well, I would
give them credit.
I would like to say it like this. I think that we on the show, from Hamp, I don't want to speak for all of us here, but for Hamp to OB to Kaz, I personally would like to, we are accepting thank yous and appreciations for setting a standard, for putting a high bar out there, for talking as much nonsense as we did, lifting up the Bears to a whole nother level. This show,
they owe it to us, basically.
We saw the future. We saw what was possible. We were not satisfied, and clearly the Bears were listening to this show as we were torching Trubisky and taking shots at Nagy and Pace, and they all lifted their level up to meet the standards that we set, and we appreciate the Bears doing that. Does anybody have a problem with that?
And they're going to win against the bye next week, too, so we're going to be 4-1.
They're 3-1. They're 3-1. OB, the radio.
We're live on the air.
We're on the air. Hey, buddy. What? I'm just not talking to myself over here.
Okay.
Well, and first and foremost, again, we are the first ones to congratulate a performance like this. But here's the most important thing, guys. And last week, after the win in Arizona, it was obvious to a blind man, hey, we had to get better. And that's one thing about a young team. You expect them to get better week after week after week. And boy, the bye could not have come at a worse time.
Right.
But it is what it is. But all that being said, we are the first to congratulate not only the head coach, but the assistant coaches and the players for understanding that, you know, what we had been seeing and the inadequacies of the offense and the quarterback's performance. Hey, you're not going to beat anybody. But guess what? We saw a different player today, and we talked about it last week, OB. You came in talking about the fact that Patrick Mahomes was lighting up the league, and when are we going to see this out of our quarterback? And you know what? A lot of times, if you don't raise the bar, nobody's going to try to give you anything extra. How many times you go in and order a Whopper, and they give you two? No, you got to demand it, and that's what we here on this radio show are the first in line. We want to demand excellence, and when they show up and perform in an excellent mode, we are the first one to congratulate. But here's the other thing. If we would have said last week, going into today's game, Mitchell Trubisky was going to be that close to setting the all-time career record for 6 touchdowns in a single game, you would have all had us arrested and checked what we were smoking. Because from last week to this week, it was a miraculous change, and we're going to talk about it for the next 2 hours.
Yep, we're here right after the news, so let's get into that and get the show rolling.
The Hampton OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Hamp, OB, and Kaz with you till 8 o'clock. A little late today because of White Sox baseball, but great to be with you now. 312-981-7200. That is the phone number as the Bears wallop the Buccaneers 48-10 today. Hampo, this is a whole nother level.
Well, okay, and you know we make a big deal out of you know, hey, we don't want to hear about it. We want to watch it. We watched it today. This is the kid that Ryan Pace gave away the farm to get, and this is the reason we needed to see it. Not only the three of us in this room, but all the Bear fans, but maybe more important, the guys on the sidelines watching this offense, because we've already heard the undercurrents of, oh, well, this team could be really good if Trubisky wasn't so inaccurate. Well, guess what, folks? As bad as some of the passes were last week, today there were two particular reads, releases, and you know, accurate passes that were Joe Montana is, and the first one was the one in the corner of the end zone, finding Burton for that touchdown. I mean, boom, pow, we're up 7-0, and now it puts the onus on the Buccaneers. And guess what? We go out and turn them away after three, and we get the ball back. And then he's able to find Robinson with another magnificent pass. And you know, OB, we talked about this last week. When Mahomes threw one of his touchdowns, you know, 2 weeks ago, we all said, that is like a moment where everybody could say, wow, did you see that? That is greatness. That right there tells you there's something special about this kid. We hadn't had any. There has been nothing special. Those two passes, in my mind, he's in now a special league because he took a lot of criticism the last month, Kaz. We all, hey, where is it? You know, we gave away the world for this. He finally stood up and made the plays. And, you know, hey, kudos to him because, hey, to the spoils goes the victor. And today was a huge win.
Well, first of all, congratulations to the Bears. You know, they played a terrible football team. Offensively, they were one of the better ones in the league. Okay, defensively, probably the worst. And their defensive backs, the first three games, got plummeled. So if we're going to come out and we're going to show something in the passing game, whether it's a short passing game or go down the field, stretch it a little bit, this is the team to do it against, because they're a bad team, a very bad team defensively. And what you do to teams like that when you're a good team, you bury them. You put them away. You put 30, 40, 50 points on them. You don't make a tough game out of it. And that's what the Bears did. They met the challenge. They came out, and they went after them, come hell or high water. So kudos to the Bears.
Kazi, your favorite thing from today?
Well, I mean, Trubisky showed accuracy for the first time. And if he could do it again.
No, not all the time.
No, but I'm saying if he could do it again and again, then, hey, it was the best thing that the Bears did. But 1 week doesn't make a career, and one game doesn't make a season.
Well, but
let's give them credit today.
Well, I stopped over at a friend of mine, Big Jim Foley's, and you know what? They wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame. Hey, yeah, the guy you were beating up. And I said, hey, we're happy. We're ecstatic. We haven't had a quarterback turn in a performance like that. What's it been, 50 years, 1949, something like 70 years? I'm just saying. Those days are few and far between here in Chicago, so we better embrace them. But all that being said, OB, we have, and you have been the one carrying the torch. Go down the field. Today, we were able to make play after play down the field. And yeah, there's a lot of, running open wide receivers, and he was able to find him. And that's, last week, even the head coach, Matt Nagy, said, he's got to make the layup. You know, these little easy, dink throws, he's got to be able to make those. And he had a couple of bad ones early. But he not only overcame that, but he was able to make play after play down the field. In the first 3 weeks of the season, we only had four plays of over 20 yards or longer. Today, I think we had eight. So that just tells you, a combination of what you're saying, OB, that Tampa Bay is pretty sad on defense. But that being said, they still get a paycheck. And guess what? They had some pretty good pass rushers that we really took the game out of their
hands.
The
line did a great job today.
Yeah, they did. The offensive line was terrific.
I thought early in the game when they did the RPO for 39 yards and he's running down the field, I thought that maybe that loosened him up. I mean, it just seemed like he was on another little plane after that.
And that's what I was complaining about last week. Okay, hey, you run the RPO. It's useless unless the quarterback keeps the ball. If you don't, then it basically becomes a dive play with only eight blockers. So at the end of the day, I think they go back and listen to our tape, Kaz, and they take little jewels and nuggets out of it, and they work
Matt
on it.
Nagy
and
does,
see what happens when you listen to us.
Right. Well, good things happen.
Well, this is why, right here, I just wanted to put it out there for all of us that, look, yes, we have been incredibly hard on Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears, but it's
clear. We're fair. We call it the way it is.
How could you not be?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm saying we've been doing it for the greater good, and we would like appreciate and almost borderline expect calls at 312-981-7200 thanking us for raising the bar, Hamp. That's where I'm going.
If we're on the 18th floor here at 303 Wacker, we want that bar up here with us. We don't want it down there on lower Wacker. Win four games a year, that ain't going to cut it. To be a truly a good team that can contend for a title, to get into the playoffs, to win the division, he's got to play like this. Now, I don't think he's going to have five touchdowns every week. But the one thing is, you have to just realize that when that offense does perform like that, then the defense, here Mac with another quarterback strip. I mean, this guy, if the month of September, if he's not defensive player of the month, we ought to start an investigation.
Again,
yeah, four weeks in a row
run
now.
In the defenses
strip sack and
every week like this team. This team was pathetic. And their stats showed it before they even showed up here. But again, kudos. They went after a poor team, and they destroyed them, which you're supposed to do.
Here's the question, though. Bigger question. What do you do with Jordan Howard? This offense isn't really designed for him.
Well,
that's a question that I'm not trying to be a buzzkill, but what's his value? I think there's big value for this kid, and he doesn't – his running style and everything else doesn't really
fit. You
want
to leave it to Tariq Cohen?
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying to you,
there's nobody else.
The way they do their offense, it's not like, Jordan Howard had 11 carries for 25 yards again. So he's getting 2.3 yards a carry. It's not designed for a guy like Jordan Howard. You're wasting what his talent is.
Well, there's no question that And again, there's lots of ways to skin a cat. And at some point, they realized, and by the way, wasn't it great on third and one to see him run a damn quarterback sneak for a first down? If we'd done that once out of the two times in the fourth quarter in Green Bay, we'd be 4-0 today. But I digress. The one thing about Jordan Howard is, and at some point, when the weather goes bad, and you know it will in a month, then obviously they're going to be needing his content and what he brings to the table. But until then, and as long as Tariq Cohen is able to run those wheel routes, you know, I got to tell you, and the announcer today did a couple of really good jobs of pointing certain things out. But Tariq Cohen, to be covered by a linebacker on a wheel route?
Yeah, that's criminal. That's a mismatch, right.
It's a criminal. But Trubisky hit him twice on perfect throws. And that, you know, beating somebody's one thing, but getting the ball to him where it needs to be, he hasn't been able to do that.
And
today, it was perfect.
And I thought along those lines, Hamp, that you got to give the Bears coaching staff credit for identifying that. They clearly were trying to get that done. And
it was like Atlanta that 2 years ago.
How long have we been hammering on this coaching staff?
Pretty damn long, OB.
That's exactly correct.
Well, they deserve credit on that one.
Okay, but again, when you go down the field, now the safeties are at 12 yards instead of 9. And the corners are not up pressing. They're in a 7-yard cushion. And then you run takeoffs. They're gone. There's nobody else to take him. So it has to be a linebacker when he runs the wheel route out of the backfield. And so by design, those are really smart plays because you're taking advantage of the total scope of the offense. And what they're trying to do is, you know, hit you down deep a time or two, get everybody on their heels, and now all that stuff underneath, it was fantastic.
Well, they're going to play Miami in 2 weeks, right? Is it at Miami?
Yes.
It is, OB. On the road, baby.
In Miami,
the Dolphins got cracked.
Got cow-killed today by the Patriots, so they're going to be in a foul mood. That's not going to be an easy game, and their defense is quite a bit better than Tampa's.
Look, we can go through the Bears' schedule coming back here, but the schedule is very favorable. Very favorable. And at 3-1, you're not taking any chips off the table right now.
No. And see, that's the one thing about this. Hey, you've taken the roof off of this offense. It can grow exponentially. If a quarterback will be able to make reads and get the ball to the receivers as accurately as he did today, man, then guess what? That's when you're going to start seeing those linebackers start having to bail out of there. Then the Jordan Howard runs will magically reappear.
At Miami, winnable game. Home with New England will be difficult, but the Patriots have not looked good outside of today. Jets at home, at Buffalo, Detroit at home, home with Minnesota, at Detroit, at the Giants, they're nothing special. Home with the Rams, that'll be tough. Home with Green Bay, tough. At San Francisco, falling apart, at Minnesota.
Okay, folks, give us a call. You know what? When we started in September for the opening game, I think it was September 9th, I would have gave the Bears a 10% chance of making the playoffs. I think it's a lot higher now. Tell us what you think.
312-981-7200. Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Matera and Joe Donlin weekends on WGN TV News at 9. Hamp, OB, and Kaz, we are with you till 8 o'clock tonight. Yes,
and we have your back.
Let
me tell you something. I think when you're talking about playoffs this year, after the first four games, what I see,
yeah,
if you've got a 9-7 record, I think you may have a shot at getting in the playoffs. From what I've seen across this league.
No chips off the
table. They're not getting in the playoffs, guys. I'll go ahead and say it. They're 3-1. I'm going to say they're not. So man, there you go. I'll man up on it. They're not getting there.
A 9-7 record, I believe, will get you in the playoffs the way things have been going.
Right.
Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com, 312-981-7200. Bears win 48-10. Mitchell Trubisky threw 6 touchdown passes and did something today that no quarterback in the history of the league has ever done. We'll tell you about that next. Yes, Sam?
No, I'm just going to say, did you look at his quarterback rating? 100. We were mocking it last week. He had a 72 or something.
Yeah, now it's perfect, 154.7.
Perfect, just like the legend, Ed Obradovich.
That's exactly right, 720 WGN.
This is the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, indeed. Hamp, OB, and Kaz. The Bears are 3-1. They're in first place, and they're on the bye. They're going to be sitting pretty. They have left Soldier Field, and they're off for the week. Hamp, they get to relax. I know you love that one.
Well, again, you know, this bye week stuff. You got to deal with it, but there's times where it comes at the perfect moment. This is not it. When you get a quarterback that has a performance like that, you want to play him. It's like a pitcher. Get him back out there, and it'll be 2 weeks.
Let's do the Marconi play we relished, which is brought to you by Marconi Giardiniera. You can put it on everything. Relish all your meals because Marconi makes it better.
The first touchdown by
Trey Burton.
Right.
Yeah, and if that's not it, it's the next one that Robinson caught that he dropped the dime. I mean, it came right in over the top
yard
of the defender.
Fade route was impressive.
What did you guys like about the Burton play? Because the defender fell down. I
get it, but he threw the ball before the guy fell. So he had decided to make the read. Burton already had beaten him up the sideline. He had the step. In the NFL, a step matters a lot. So he threw the ball, and he let him. Even if the guy doesn't fall, that's a touchdown. He threw the ball to him.
A step matters if you got an accurate quarterback.
Right, right.
Well, today we had one.
Right,
and that is why we're so happy.
I was sitting there on the Allen Robinson play. I was like, okay. I mean, that to the corner of the end zone, that's a big time.
Dropped a dime. And yeah. I'm telling you, we have not seen that. 16 starts today. This was his 16th. And the other 15, we've all kind of looked at each other with our eyebrows up going, okay.
He's been horrible. Call it what it is.
Yeah. And you know what? Again, you know, he didn't have to win a Super Bowl today, but guess what? This is a big game. Biggest game we've had in 5 years, and the team rose to the moment.
OB, you got something you want to say over there?
Yeah, I do. And this is some people that have really taken care of me since I had my operation in March. They're people from NovaCare and Palatine. Jake Livingston, Andrea Reed, Becky Graff, Todd Bastabo, Julie Jolly, Patty Knapp, and Kathy Meyer. I hope I didn't screw up.
You did a great job. They were all awesome.
They were. These people took care of me and are absolutely wonderful. Good job, Jake.
They had to come to OB because he was outlawed. He couldn't go back to Palatine.
How could you go to Palatine when they barred you?
Yeah, they barred you after
the
Frisco game last year.
You know
Green Bay game.
When
that's
did
what
you
he,
two guys turn into comics?
Let's move along, OB. OB, you know, you've never looked better. Thanks to everyone you just mentioned there for helping out, OB, helping out the show. Let's get to Bob in a car. What's up, Bob? Welcome to 720 WGN. Bob, you're up, pal.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on, Bob.
You're on, Bobby.
All right. Well, I thought you guys dropped me. Hey, you guys are, you know, I love Hamp. You know, I played golf with you and with Bro and whatever. But you guys, the way you attacked Trubisky last week and now he's done this, you guys got to get off the boy and show him a little love here because and Maggie just stuck it up everyone's ass, by the way.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you.
Hey, Bob, we did show him love, but we'll see. If he does it again, then I'm on board. Until then, I'm not going to ride on board.
If 27 minutes, we've been blowing kisses. And you know what? He deserves them. Guys, I'm just telling you.
Hey.
You know, 6 touchdowns, 2 of them were magnificent. The others were just, you know, run-of-the-mill plays where we scored. But I've got to tell you. 6 touchdowns is 6 touchdowns. You don't see that every day.
And look,
so that little shuffle pass for a touchdown counted as a pass, too, didn't it?
Exactly.
It did.
That's lame.
To answer, Bob, all you got to do, Bob, is look in every newspaper in Chicago.
Yeah, Bob.
The last 2 weeks and read. And what do they say about Trubisky? His inconsistency. And
leave
that's
Bob
what we're
alone.
Talking about.
He can't
about.
Read. Don't attack him that way, Ed.
His inconsistency. That's what we're talking about. Stepped up to the plate today. Fine. Kudos. Let's get it done in 2 weeks.
Well, look, the guy was, he had thrown 2 touchdowns in a game. He had never thrown 3, 4, 5, or let alone today, 6. He also had 50 rushing yards plus today. He also threw for over 350 yards. Those 3 combined, the running, the touchdowns, and the yardage, never been done before in the history of the NFL.
Well, what's amazing about it,
that's
you
insane.
Take the first game, our offense in 4 quarters scored 1 touchdown. Second game, they scored 2 touchdowns. The third game, they scored 1 touchdown. Today they went wild because they're doing what the hell they're supposed to do. Get that ball downfield.
312-981-7200. It was awesome seeing him go downfield today. John in Fox Lake, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, and I got to follow Bob. Hey, Bob, if you're watching the game, Tampa Bay is completely terrible. Kudos to our offensive line that gave Mitch about a half an hour to throw, but I'll still give the kid credit. Defense is going to take us to the promised land. I think we can go 7-5 due to the defense. Just as long as the offense plays average, I think we get there. If we maintain a top five defense, I don't have the number here in front of me, but stats wise, I think top five defenses make the playoffs. So
they
do.
I think
we're there.
Well, they got to stay healthy. I agree with you, John. I'm just telling you, look, I want them to get there, but they break my heart all the time, unfortunately. So I'm going to be pessimistic about this. But I hope you're right.
Well, coming back after 6:30, we can talk about the defensive side of the ball that he's talking about. And one guy in particular, Khalil Mack, who just is, I mean, if you're not in love watching this guy play, then you must not be watching the game because the dude is just simply incredible.
He's the best defensive player in the game right now.
Yeah, you got to question John Gruden out in Oakland for letting this kid go to begin with.
He's a bigger jackass
than, right? Because if you have somebody like that, that's how you build a championship team. You don't trade a guy like that away. It'd just be like if the Bears in Dan Hampton's day, when he's ruling the roost, they get rid of him. You don't win doing that. You lose. And what is he now? By the way, Gruden,
0-4. Well, he's 0-3, and he's losing to Cleveland.
They
right
gave
now
up 42 already.
Yeah.
Cleveland's
you know, you get a guy like Mac, you don't get rid of him. There's no reason in the world. There's nothing you're going to get back, even if it's two number one draft choices. None of it will equal Mac.
But a lot,
none of it.
A lot of guys, a lot of teams, OB, wanted him, and so Brian Pace deserves credit for that, stepping
well,
up again.
You know why he got him? Because we're the only team that had that much money left in our cap space. That's why we got him. Well, so,
and see, that's why he's not in Oakland, because John Gruden got a $100 million contract. Now, here's the deal. When you have a guaranteed contract, like Mac has got $90 million guaranteed. $90 million. That's not just some number you write down in a ledger. You got to guarantee it by putting it up, you know, and guaranteeing it on a line of credit. The Raiders don't have that kind of money. But at some point, they're going to rue the day that they spent $100 million on Gruden instead of Khalil Mack.
More than ever,
they're already regretting it.
Well, the other reason why they got Khalil Mack is because the Raiders were banking on draft picks, and they were betting that the Bears were going to suck and that they would get high picks. And that bet might be another false bet by Gruden as well.
Yeah, it could turn out wrong.
We've had, 5 years of top 10 picks here.
Right. It was a fair play, but it very well might not work out. Reggie McKenzie, their GM, too. All right. More than ever, we need to turn to someone we trust, especially when it involves protecting our family. Jeff Vukovich. He knows insurance. You can check out jeffvuk.com because Nationwide is on your side.
And he has guaranteed and insured us that Trubisky will throw 7 touchdown passes next time he plays.
Vuk's got it all on the line. All right, 312-981-7200 gets you into news. And then let's talk about that defense coming on back here on 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, Bears 48, Buccaneers 10, Hamp, OB, and Kaz, presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Here's a Mitchell Trubisky stat for you, team. He is only became only the second player in NFL history to throw 5 touchdown passes to 5 different receivers in the first half of a game. There's only one other player that ever did that other than Mitchell Trubisky today, and that happens to be Aaron Rodgers against the Bears in 2014.
Oh, then he's going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers, I think.
Don't you think that's what that means?
No, yeah, that's what I think it does.
Right?
For sure. Yep.
Trubisky is Rodgers. Anybody?
No question in my mind.
But guys, for just a minute, and I know sometimes you kind of have to squint to see it, but I mean he had a lot of like Montana-esque qualities today. Think about it. OB, you're exactly right. 3 of those big plays downfield, nobody was within 20 yards of the receiver. But a lot of that has to do by design But again, he's got to be quick enough, smart enough to read it, get the ball out, and throw it accurately enough to where they catch it. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can still go wrong. But at the end of the day, I know he'll never be Aaron Rodgers. But, man, he looks a lot better than he did a week ago. I'll tell you that.
Y'all remember how many touchdowns he had last year?
Five.
As many as he had today.
He had seven last year, so one less.
Well, he had two touchdowns and three interceptions in three games. And that is why, Bob and all you other listeners, you know, we can't throw bouquets at a guy that basically looks like a stumble bum. And at some point, we kept saying, if the kid just can't play, that's one thing. But to give away half the world to get him, boy, you can't miss like that. Now, I mean, and it looked like Ryan Pace has swung and missed. But guess what? He connected today.
Who brought it today? Sponsored by the Blue Cross Blue Shield card of Illinois. You know what to bring. Who are we going with on who brought it?
How can you not say the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky? And you know what? Again, but see, this here it comes. You know, when Aaron Rodgers plays a bad game, Green Bay has zero chance of winning. They expect it. They demand it. And most of the times he plays a whale of a game. And guess what? Are we going to start depending on Trubisky to play like that every week? That's the idea, and that's what we need. Yeah. But, hey, I know, OB, everything is, you know, you've got to quantify it with who he's playing against, and it was the worst defense in the NFL. But all that being said, he was the man today. He brought it.
Well, let's talk about what we're seeing from this defense, though, OB. You've got Khalil Mack in the backfield all game long. He's getting deflections that are turning in interceptions. He's forcing fumbles. He's getting sacks. And then you've got other guys. I thought that Kevin Tolliver, the rookie at LSU, looked pretty decent today in coverage, stepping in for Principal
Kamara.
Well, of
course, because you have a guy that is putting so much pressure that everybody looks better on defense.
Here, what you got to look at Mack, okay? Khalil Mack. Has he done a phenomenal job? No question about it. What he has, his number one thing I believe he has, well, actually he has three, speed, quickness, and great use of the word leverage. You watch him when he goes inside or outside. He's on that tackle before the tackle can even set up. And where does he come? He comes from down low, up, and swings right around him or on the inside. Watch it. He does it all the time. He's as quick as a cat. But another thing that you got to look at, what he has going for Khalil Mack, I'm talking about, the middle of our defensive line, finally, after year after year after year, they're not getting stymied at the line. Hicks, all of them are getting off the ball, caving in the pocket. So why? So the quarterback can't step up and spike out and get out through the five and seven holes and six holes. They're taking it back, so when Mack rushes, he cannot step up. He can't go anywhere. That's the beauty about it. So they got that defensive line working terrific. Pressure up the middle. Here comes Mack. Watch out.
Bilal Nichols. For a fifth-round pick.
He showed up again today, made a big play in the backfield, and then got out and, what was it, he got a sack, and then and it was a terrific, it was an inside move, and then the next very next play, he makes a tackle for a loss.
Dan, our inside men, they're what's really making it. And it's great that Mack's doing what he is. It's unbelievable. But I'm going to tell you what, you got to cave that middle in. Or there's really nothing going to happen.
Well, let's back up. That's ridiculous. Because Mack is getting doubled and tripled team, and that allows the inside to cave it in, Ed. That's crazy. If he's not there, that inside isn't getting the pressure they're getting. That's nuts to say otherwise.
Well, that's how you see it.
Oh, you're right.
And I said how I saw it.
Okay, fair enough.
The middle of our line has been caving in all year, and that's what we need. You don't see Mack swinging around and coming up the middle every play, do you? Not every once in a while. When you see him go outside, what does he do? He beats the tackle to the outside. And then when he tries to swing in, that's after he's been gone up three steps, and then he wheels back in. So I don't know where you're coming about where all these double teams are. Pretty much what
it
is.
Every play, he gets double teamed. The chip, tight end, tackle, guard slides out. Come on, that's ridiculous.
I don't. Well, that's what you see. Okay, I don't see
right.
That.
Okay.
Well, I think it's a combination of both of you guys. But here's the one thing about it. And again, Tampa Bay's morons for not doing more of their chipping and helping on him because the right tackle could not handle him. But regardless, you know, the one thing is, and again, it's a fight at the bat rack. Now these younger players, they realize, hey, they can be a little more reckless and make some moves. And they are nonstop. And Akeem Hicks, you know, he had a great year last year, and he's made play after play this year.
Doing the same thing this year.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a rising tide lifts all vessels. But I got to tell you, we've got somebody special on this defense. Nobody's even mentioned his name, Ed Jackson. I'm telling you, this kid looks better and better and better. I remember my first knee operation. I thought I was back the next year. I wasn't.
Took
it was
another
like
year.
2 years
right,
later.
Right, right.
And now he's back to where he needs to be.
312-981-7200. You want to get in, or can the Bears be a playoff team? Is Mitchell Trubisky, has he calmed you down, and you see that this is going to be the Bears quarterback for the next, I don't know, call it
40 years.
40 years. Yeah. There we go.
Let's well, where's Mahomes? I want Mahomes.
Well, Patrick's playing too. He's got the Broncos this week. All right, Mark and Darian, you've been waiting patiently. Let's get you in here. What's up, Mark?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, and actually the first Bear game I've seen in about 15 years in person. They looked tremendous. The second quarter, we were just, everyone around me was just like, what the heck is this team? This is not the team that we've seen the last three or four years. As long as they stay healthy, they'll be a wild card play team. And Hampton, I got to say, I was almost ready to critique you about a few things. You said everything right today. That's a perfect critique of the
that's
team.
Great.
Does everything he say is wrong before this?
No, he was waiting.
Oh, yeah,
no.
I was ready to tell him that when you eat crow, the beak and the feet cool off the quickest. But, no.
Well,
some of us are totally eating crow here,
but not all of us.
Mark Carton, I think he's still looking for what's negative.
Carmen is?
Enjoy the day, guys.
All right,
enjoy the day.
Carmen's
enjoy
negative
the week.
Like that.
Yeah.
Did you even say a word?
I don't, apparently I did to Mark. Look, hey, I'm here to just remind everybody that this show is very much in deserve of applause and thank yous from the Chicago Bears, from the Chicago Bear fans, from the entire city, really, for what we've done in being able to be out there, being willing to take risk and say things that others won't say. And, you know, we've raised the bar. The Bears clearly did this today because of this show. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, Kaz, you're looking at me like I'm nuts, but I think the show deserves a ton of credit.
I just want my home. On my team, right, Ed? That's what we want.
I don't know how you'd get him.
You tell me. I would love to trade Mitchell Trubisky right now for Patrick Mahomes so we can make that deal. I don't think that's possible.
But you know, and again, we don't want to take away from the supreme optimism that a performance like this has to give not only us the fans, but you know that 52 other guys on the team. Now, at some point, and I mentioned this, you know. Okay, now you can say the word playoff. We're 3-1, extrapolated out. You know how Lovey always wanted to play everything in quarters. Well, then what would that be? 12-4?
First quarter, we're 3-1, right?
Yeah, 12-4. Okay, great. Well, all I'm saying is this team has a chance now. They've got a hell of a chance, especially with a top five defense. Do you guys realize that they've had 20 sacks in the first four games?
Oh, they're crushing.
That would be 80. That would break our record, the NFL record of 1984. Well, we had 72. That's incredible. So something's going to happen. And I'll tell you, over the 2 weeks, everybody's going to start looking at different ways to Max protect. They're not going to let Mac be one-on-one all day. They're going to do some different things. But and they're going to start walking up. These corners were 10 yards off of the receiver. So they could run their routes. Trubisky, there was no pressure, zero pressure today. We're going to see a different animal in Miami. That's what we're going to find out, really, who Mitchell Trubisky is.
Dan and Glenn, did you guys watch today and see how often we blitzed today?
It didn't seem like they were blitzing at all.
Who, us?
I didn't see
it. Oh, no.
We did.
Yep. It seemed like we were getting pressure.
Trevathan was in the backfield.
That's true.
God. Yeah, he blitzed a lot.
This is the most blitzing I've seen this team do all year. They were going after him.
It was constant pressure. But
the Steelers did it Monday night. I watched them against Tampa Bay doing the same thing. They blitzed the crap out of Fitzmagic, and that's how they stymied him.
Think about this. How good is the defense playing? You got a guy that set an NFL all-time record for 400-yard games, three in a row, and he's benched by halftime.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And Mac has had four strips, sack recoveries in four games.
It's 4 for 4, baby.
That's unheard of.
That's exactly correct. That's next to almost unbelievable.
That's like Lawrence Taylor stuff. One last thing, about this defense, the blitzing. A lot of that has to do with the fact now that Fangio feels really good with his coverage, and
no
Tolliver,
doubt.
You know, that they trust him now. And
bingo.
And guess what? Those were not pedestrian receivers. That Mike Evans, they used the word elite. He had a bad day, but it was a lot of what we were doing to him. And DeSean Jackson he can light you up. So I mean, kudos all across the board on the defensive side.
312-981-7200. The Bears are 3-1, 48-10. They smoked the Tampa Bay Bucks today at Soldier Field. More of your calls. We'll hear from Adam Hoge as well. He was out at Soldier Field. And, we'll hear from the quarterback coming up here as well. With you till 8 o'clock on 720 WGN.
We got his back!
This is the Hampton OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer. And ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Rolling on here, celebrating a Bears win, 48-10 over Tampa Bay. If you've been under a rock, Mitchell Trubisky threw for 6 touchdown passes. He was unbelievable. But let's do the
which would have been impossible without our encouragement of a week ago.
Exactly right. We are taking all sorts of compliments. If you want to send food, chocolates, flowers, anything,
explosions.
Right, no explosions. That'd be good. We're here for you right here at 720 WGN. Let's do the defensive star of the game. It's brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. We've given Khalil Mack a ton of love, so let's pick somebody else here. Who do you got?
How about Tolliver? First start, the rookie from LSU was highly impressive. He led the team in tackles with 7. Here's the one thing about it. This kid was like a top 20 nationwide recruit out of high school. Didn't work out real well in college, but he's got great talent. He's 6'2". He's about, 198 pounds. I mean, he looks like a safety. I mean, the kid could be a diamond in the rough.
I like Eddie Jackson.
Eddie Jackson. Boy, I tell you what. Yes, he made it 2 weeks in a row with an interception. I mean, you could almost make a case for, half the defense. They really were playing very well. By the way, Leonard Floyd, he broke his hand or whatever happened. And boy,
is he on the team?
Yeah, I think he's on the team.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But you wouldn't know it.
He and Kevin White are together, right?
I think so.
Okay. Kevin White threw a block today. It was amazing.
Yeah, right. It was
think about this.
A $20 million block.
The next time somebody goes, I can't believe the Bears gave up 2 number ones for Khalil Mack, all you have to do is say 4 words. Kevin White and Leonard Floyd. That's all you have to say.
Leonard Floyd today. How many tackles did Leonard Floyd have?
He had 5 going into today.
I'm looking.
He had 1 I know of.
It says two in the stat chart.
He's got 2 on the chart.
I think somebody fell over.
But the tackles, you can't really just. I mean, Akeem had 1 and he was all over the place, so you can't just judge it on that, right? OB, you didn't get
it. He had a great.
No, he had 3. Or who had 1?
Akeem Hicks.
Oh, okay. Well, he got kicked out of the game at halftime.
Yeah, these things happen.
Inadvertently touching him.
But you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So to say you only had 1, yeah, he got kicked out of the game. That's right. Why he had 1.
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you guys, a guy like him, Khalil Mack, I mean, he's unbelievable. And that's easy. That's an easy statement. But Hicks, Akeem Hicks in the middle, and a couple other guys in there, when I'm telling you, when you can crash up and blow up the interior of an offensive line, that gives you a great pass rush. Doesn't give him a chance to wheel out. He really can't go too many places, and you got to have that from being stymied on the line of scrimmage. Is that not correct?
That it is
inside.
Absolutely, I've played inside and out, and it's a total 4-man effort. But it's not only Akeem Hicks; it's Goldman. It's even, you know, this Nichols and of course Robertson Harris. They have gone from like a C minus to a B plus in 3 weeks.
Let's get Matt in Wrigleyville in here. It's going to be a busy day in Wrigleyville tomorrow. Brewers and Cubs at noon. If you're paying attention to the baseball as well, little 163 playoff game for the division. Hey Matt, what's up? What's your Barrett slots?
Good evening, gentlemen. I got to tell you, I haven't heard you guys this happy since I called last year and sang Hamp happy birthday. But look, the point of today was that Mitchell Trubisky, when he doesn't have anybody guarding him with any sort of intelligence, can play the game of football. We need to see him under more pressure. We've seen that he can go when he wants to. Do I think that we're a playoff team right now? No. Do I think that we have the ability to get there by the end of the season? Yes. And Carm, you got to calm down with all the cynicism, man.
What cynicism?
More cheery.
Yeah, you're just negative,
Matt. Matt, what do you need to see more before you'll go playoffs, Mister? You're not a cynic.
I don't think they're playoff ready either, though.
Okay,
I agree.
Well,
with
then
Matt.
let's call Kaz.
I love
cynic.
You, Carm. I'm just messing with you.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Appreciate you.
But again, you know, Carm, you read off some of those games, and okay, the first four, we're pleasantly surprised. We really are. My great friend Hub Arkus, I talked to him about 2 weeks before the season, where I was telling him, yeah, what are they trying to do? Reinvent the wheel by not playing anybody during the 5-game preseason schedule? What do they think they're going to accomplish by doing this? Well, he said, I don't agree with that, but I'll tell you this. He goes, I watch practice all the time, and I'm thinking, okay, practice is practice. He goes, this offense has a chance to be really special. I think today we got our toe stuck in the water. Now we're starting to see some of it. And you know what? Again, in an exponentially, you know, a progressing way, it can get better. Let's hope this kid actually will take this and not gloat and live on it, but build on it.
Yeah, he won't gloat. He's pretty team-oriented. I mean, the guy does the worst interviews, except for when he does this, it sounds really good.
We're going to play a little.
Right?
We're going to play
sounds
a little.
Good. You said it best, right? When you're winning, anything you say sounds good.
He sounded better today as far as...
But he complimented the line. He did a good job of deflecting.
He gave a lot of love there, but he also he slowed down the speech. I think he was listening to the post-game show last week as we were kind of having fun with his rate of talk after these games. I just got to do this. I just got to do that. All right, thank you to Bartolini's Restaurant Catering and Banquets.
Unbelievable.
They're family-owned and operated since 1995. Kaz walked in today. He's like, where's the food?
Wait a minute. Did you see the bacon-wrapped shrimp?
Off the charts.
Barbecued bacon wrapped shrimp. That's three of my major food groups right there. Barbecue, shrimp, and bacon.
I can live on all of them, right?
It was fantastic. Thank you, Chris.
Chris, we appreciate it. It's the home of the Bartolini 10-pound meatball sandwich challenge. They're located on South Pulaski in Midlothian, 708-396-2332. We got to take quick time out here.
Meatball's big enough to knock Packer fans out of its seat.
And that's hard to do.
Adam Hogue at 735. Bears love right after the news, 720 WGN.
This is the Hampton OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Bears are 3-1 heading into the bye. What are you laughing at?
I'm not going to say on
no,
the air.
No, go ahead. Just fire away.
Do you want to know?
I'll tell you.
You just passed Wynn and didn't even bother to look.
Hold on.
You thought it was silent, but it was loud.
No, I just thought there was you guys were talking.
Oh, for God's sakes, let's move on.
OB's uncomfortable. I apologize for. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, but the best part is just looking like what? What do you mean what?
Hey, I'm here, folks. I'm focused on the job at Pat Hands, which is 48-10, which is Mitchell Trubisky 6 touchdowns. You guys, you want to hear from the quarterback or what? Here,
yes. One second. Hey, by the way, it's already been a historic season. Think about this. First time in 70 years, a quarterback for the Bears throws for 6 touchdowns in a game.
Right.
First time in 70 years, we blow the biggest lead in Lambeau Field to lose.
Right.
And we wiped out 70 meatballs. So, yes. I mean, it's already been a historic year.
That was a very, 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 very strong spread by Bartolini's, which I didn't see until this break, which might have some explanation of what's going on here. I would like to throw in there, do you know who has the touchdown record for the Bears all time, 7 in one game?
Bukic?
That would be Sid Luckman, 1943 against the New York Giants. Which is, man, that's like 20 years before you were
what
in the title.
What does that tell you about the...
You're exactly right.
The legacy of our quarterbacks.
Yeah, and it'll be 70 years till we see a defense that bad again.
Well, that could be true, too. It was not a great day for the Bucks. The Mueller game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. What do we got?
Guys,
touchdown?
The first touchdown when Trubisky... Not only, throwing the ball is one thing. You can find a bunch of guys that can make that throw. But to recognize it on the wheel route, and as you said, Kaz, before the guy fell down, he already identified
it, right?
That is the route that's going to be hot, so he threw it, and it was a perfect throw.
There was a lot of throws today from Mitchell Trubisky that stood out. The Allen Robinson we've talked about.
That was a great throw.
The wheel routes to Tariq Cohen were super impressive.
And he was anticipating it and throwing it ahead of time, and that's a guy that felt comfortable.
And I thought that there's some nice chemistry going on with Taylor Gabriel, too. I mean, he seems like a guy that he's
Gabriel's
comfortable
with. Gabriel's a player. I mean,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he's a player.
So,
no question.
Could that be that the coaches have been holding this kid back?
Who?
For the last year and a quarter?
Trubisky?
Yes.
No.
Or could it be, huh?
No. I just think he had a great game today and everything fell in, but I'd like to see him under pressure.
Their defensive backfield is the absolute worst. So.
And if there's ever been a time to take him out of the reps and say, okay, here we go, this was it.
This would be the time.
And
you're damn right.
And again, playing an offense that had been so prolific, you're not going to just hunker down and try to beat them 7-6.
You got to score, right?
You got to. And so,
a good defense will beat a good offense on any given Sunday.
I think to Obi, also to your point, if Matt Nagy was the coach of the Bears last year, I think you would have seen a better Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, sitting there in the John Fox, whatever you want to call that, that did not help him.
Maybe.
I would have been in a better mood. I know that.
Well, listen,
if he was the coach
week
last
four
year.
Is what? The fourth preseason game? So we're seeing the kid start to get comfortable in his fourth regular season game.
Right.
Kind of fits, doesn't it?
He didn't have
a preseason.
Yeah, he didn't need to play in the preseason.
All right, Glenn, here. In 2 weeks, we're going to be at Miami. Then we get New England home. So far, they've been having a hell of a time trying to make it. And then after that, we have the Jets at home. And then we're at Buffalo. And then we got Detroit here at home. Now, folks, those are some winnable games.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you don't look at that schedule and see 15-1, I don't know what you're looking at, right? 15-1, anybody?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go.
You know, that's only been one time in the history of our franchise. So I'm just saying, hey, stranger things. But let me just also say this. And you guys, think back. You were on a national championship team in college. OB, you won the world championship in 63. You know that every team... It's different year to year, and it's a different makeup and a chemistry. But at some point, if you're going to be good, you start getting emboldened by not only what you're doing, but as you said, OB, you know, Max outside, I'm going to play harder. Hell, he's going to run the quarterback up in the pocket. I'm not just going to get blocked. I'm going to fight through it.
So I could get sacked now because this guy's going to scare him up.
And the receivers start seeing Taylor Gabriel, you know, steal the show like he did today. I mean, he was fantastic. And the kid's got speed. Well, guess what? Even Bellamy now says, oh, I got to catch the ball. How do I do that? I got to stay on the ground and don't jump up, you know, like a armadillo when the ball's in the air. So all these little bitty things start happening, and a little means a lot when you start looking at, like, the consummate, you know, aggregate total of 50 guys out there doing things the right way over and over and over again. Now, that being said, they got 2 weeks to get ready for Miami. Miami's not a juggernaut. They got killed today. But it's not going to be easy down in Florida. But if we win that, then we come back and we play Tom Brady. You know, the greatest, you know, John Wayne quarterback in history. What do you think the city's going to be like in 3 weeks if we win in Miami for that game?
That'd be unbelievable.
It's going to be rocking. Oh, yeah.
Think about that. New England probably be 3-2. We'll be hopefully 4-1. That will be the game of the week. And I'm telling you, today was a big stage. We made a big step up. And you know what? If we get to that point where, say, we are 4-1, now that's where we basically lay our calling card down and say, we're for real. And
Dan,
we'll see how they do it.
These coaches have to let this kid go out there and play the quarterback position how it's supposed to be played in the National Football League. This talk about shortening the game plan for him, bring it down, you know, keep it down, keep it low, take it easy, make it simple for him. That's not how you play football in the National Football League. You gave up planet Earth to get this kid. He must have the goods. Let this kid go out there and play. Give him his head. Give him the hands. Just let him go and do it.
Well, they did today, OB.
Yeah, he made two big.
Finally.
Yeah, two big-time throws. I mean, as good a throws as anybody in the league can make.
But all he's been doing is keeping his kid under wraps.
No, they let him throw it down the field. Ed, you said he could never get his accuracy. So he was throwing the ball all over the place like a wild man that couldn't hit anything. Today, he finally completed passes down the field. So let's don't lose sight of the fact that he hasn't been very good throwing the ball down.
And that's the reason we were basically ripping him, saying,
right.
Hey,
that's what I'm getting
you
at.
You were drafted.
Let's don't put him into Pro Bowl status yet. He had a really good game today.
Yeah.
Let's see what he does in 2 weeks.
And I know that. But you got to give this kid his head a little bit. You got to let him be a quarterback in the National Football League instead of tying him down.
And
that's all I'm saying.
They certainly tied him down last year, and whether he was ready this year, he
wasn't tied down. He just wasn't making throws.
Right.
He missed a lot of open receivers.
And last week was disgusting.
Hey, it was the perfect time. We're at home. We're playing against the Bucs. They're supposedly offensively. They're like a juggernaut this year. Defensively, just the opposite. They came into our team, stood up, played them toe-to-toe, and beat them and slapped them around and won the game handily. We got 2 weeks to get ready for Miami down there. Let's get it done.
I just want to rewind back to one point that Hamp just made about Josh Bellamy. He had one catch today. Cone had 7, Gabriel had 7, Trey Burton had 2, Allen Robinson had 2, and Bellamy had 1. But he was blocking on the play. It was well designed. He caught the football, which he struggled with his entire career.
Right.
And he walked into the end zone. He put the ball between his legs, little basketball, little move, and he actually like looked like a player. I was like, you know,
he knows this system though. Understand that he was with the Chiefs at one point early on in his career, so he knows this system, and so he's more comfortable. And the kid, you know, look, give him credit. He is getting after it, and he does the little things well, and that's why he beat out Kevin White.
Right.
That's why he's playing right now.
Because
he blocks. He's actually catching the ball. I mean, he's doing these things that he couldn't do before.
But as I said, you're going to see that and like across the board, you know.
Because it catches on.
Right. Tolliver. Did anybody really miss Amukamara today?
No, really. Didn't even know he wasn't out there.
Yeah.
Because this kid played well.
Right. And Danny Trevathan has looked a step faster now. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening. And again, we haven't mentioned Matt Nagy and gave him credit. Yeah, as you said, OB, maybe he gave the horse the bridle, but here we go down the ramp.
November.
I'll tell you what, the thing that's really making this defense really shine, I'm going to tell you something. They're coming every play.
Yeah.
They're coming every play off that defensive line, whether they're coming with line tricks or slides, or they're coming with a Mac, a Will, or a Sam blitz, or a cornerback blitz. They're really coming after it. The defense is really growing up. And I'm going to tell you what, nobody gets hurt. It's just going to get better. Hard to believe, but it just will get better.
Well, let's hope that's exactly right. November the 6th, you have the power to influence the course of politics by following the most comprehensive local political news online at chicagotribune.com/midterms. 312-981-7200. We'll get to a couple calls here, and we're also going to hear from the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, coming up next, and Adam Hogue will be with us at 735 on 720 WGN.
Back to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, 48-10. Bears. That's right. Bears. 3-1 into the bye. Miami up next.
Let me clarify one thing. And I just got a text from my friend Jim, and I said they were, everybody was putting Trubisky in the Hall of Fame already. And all that is, you know, and I was being facetious, but at the end of the day, you know, we've waited for this. And you know what? It's been a long time coming. And he made a great point. He goes, hey, look, think about this. It wasn't long ago that we had, Rex Grossman. And we had, you know, we haven't seen a quarterback be able to, you know, even Jay Cutler never even got close to
what he did today,
being able to accomplish some of the, you know, the numbers that, you know, this guy was able to accomplish today. So, hey, everything has to be taken in context, and we know it was a crappy defense, but you know what? All it does is embolden this team to get better, have more confidence, and you were talking about the coach saying, maybe I need to, you know, shrink the playbook and all this stuff. Well, guess what? Why would you shrink anything when the kid actually showed he has the accuracy, he has the ability to make, you know, some big-time reads? Hey, let's let him keep going.
Right, so now you've showed us what you're capable of. We're going to start expecting not necessarily this, but much more than
you. Yeah, you got to be accurate on your throw.
Right.
That's all.
Let's hear from Mitchell Trubisky, see what he had to say after the game.
But you guys talked about being on the verge of a breakout performance on offense. What was the difference that put you over the top today?
We just kept believing. I think it was the great week of practice we had, and I think for us, it all starts up front. I thought our O-line played fantastic today, playing together, giving me time, keeping me clean. And
listening to WGN
tape. We just got open. You know, Coach Nagy called a great game, and it was just great execution all the way around. When all 11 guys are on the same page like that, you see things start to clicking, and that was kind of the breakthrough that we were kind of hoping for and what we expect to do on offense. So it was just a lot of fun playing with those guys. It was a great team win all the way around, but it comes down to just having a great week of practice and having it transfer over to the game and just playing together.
Mitch, we talked to you so much about the accuracy, field recognition, and the poise. How did you feel like those kind of came together in a game like this for you?
I felt like they did. I felt like I had great feet and eyes today, and I was just calm back there, and the O-line did an awesome job giving me time. So it felt like practice this week, able to see the defense, ID it, and then go through my reads and put the ball exactly where I wanted it to these receivers. So, like I said, all the way around, great execution, all 11 guys on the same page, and we just transferred it over from practice this week. So we just got to keep working hard and keep evolving within this offense, but that's what we know we could be.
Mitch been in his own like that before, 5 TD passes in the first half.
It felt good out there. Everything that Coach Nagy was calling was working, and we just kept rolling, and like I said, it was the O-line. They gave me time. They were moving guys. We got the run game going, and I was just back there, and I was seeing it well, just staying calm in the pocket, and guys were getting open, and it was an awesome game plan, and we just did exactly what we did in practice this week. So it just carried over, and that's what we expect going forward, just to keep having these great weeks of practice and have it transferred over to the game. And when everyone's doing their job, then it allows you as a quarterback to just be focused, locked in, and do your job as well. So I would just say everybody was doing their job today, and we were having fun playing together the way the game should be played.
How did you find out that the 6 touchdowns were something that hadn't happened here? 50-some-odd years.
When they announced it on the Jumbotron, that's when I heard. So it was pretty cool. But I couldn't have done it without my teammates. So I never set out to break any records or do anything like that. But it was just great team win, great team execution. Our defense continues to play lights out. It's awesome to take some pressure off them and put some points on the board. And all the way around, great team win. And the offense is still evolving, coming together. But all the credit to my teammates who just made it easy for me today.
Mitchell Trubisky right there. Doesn't he sound more relaxed? I mean, like a load off his
head. He won.
Right?
Okay, guys, but come on. We played golf yesterday. And you know, if you play bad, you play bad. And you can't dupe
right,
yourself.
Right, right, right.
You know, there's only a couple of players I ever played with that thought they were great all the time.
Yeah.
And his initials were McMahon. But anyway, but at some point, you know, he has to know that he was stinking it up.
Right.
And you know what?
Sure.
The announcer today said, you got to hit the layups. You know, not everybody can, you know, hit the three-pointer, but 99.9% of the people need to make a layup. Well, he was missing layups. Today, He missed one early, and the guy was calling him out, the linebacker, Spielman, that was the announcer. And I was saying, that's exactly what we were saying on this broadcast the last 3 weeks. We do not want Trubisky to fail. We have every reason to want him to be great. Folks, if we're 8-1, you don't think the listenership of this radio station would be twice what it is now? We want him to be great, but he wasn't, and we're not going to call, a sow's ear a purse. We're going to call it what it is.
But he was good today, and it was what it was, and let's just hope that this kid here in the next 2 weeks can just keep getting the game elevated here in practice and go down to Miami and tear him apart. Miami's not a juggernaut.
People are texting and asking, who's the best quarterback for the Bears since 1960 going forward? Who would you say?
Well, everybody's going to say McMahon because, I mean, he was instrumental in us winning a Super Bowl, okay? I don't know. Do you think Billy Wade was better than McMahon? I didn't see him. I don't know.
Cos, what would you say?
I mean, just what I've seen, I would say McMahon, but...
Right.
But Jay Cutler has a lot of records.
Yeah.
Okay, but he drove everybody nuts.
Right. McMahon would win. You know, he would figure out a way to win.
Yeah, but okay, Cutler never won anything.
Right.
I got it.
As quarterbacks, when you played, you guys won. Quarterbacks, when I played, we won.
Right.
And that's back.
They get the credit.
That goes back to almost what, 1946? We won a world championship twice? Twice in this town?
Yeah. Okay, one last thing. And, folks, this will put this in context. If 5 minutes till kickoff, you could, like a fantasy football player, okay? And you said you could have Fitzpatrick, Jameis Winston, Chase Daniels, or Mitchell Trubisky in today's game. Which one would you have taken?
Chase Daniels.
Fitzpatrick.
Easily. Jameis Winston.
Yeah, either one of them. Right.
Trubisky may have been the last guy you would have picked.
Absolutely.
Now think about how fast things change in 3 hours.
That's the point, right?
That was some light speed right there. Hey, Nationwide's on your side locally. That's our
that
Jeff.
That was very good, Daniel. Thank you.
That's our Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk!
Jeff personalizes your insurance needs. He's been doing that for decades. You simply click to Jeff Vuk, VUK.com. Vuk is on your side.
Vuk is the best, and he just texted me, and he agreed with OB. He goes, Trubisky had a good day. But nobody covered nobody, as OB aptly put it. Nobody covered nobody.
That's right.
We'll hear from Adam Hoge next. He was at Soldier Field today, so we'll get some locker room reaction, get Adam's thoughts on the game. Roger Badish has your news coming up in a second here on 720 WGN.
This is the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
About to talk to Adam Hoge about a Bears victory, 48-10, rolling over the Tampa Bay Bucks, who looked like an NFL football team until today when they ran into the Bears at Soldier Field. Before we do that, quick thank you to Bartolini's Restaurant, Catering, and Banquets, family-owned and operated since 1995, home of the Bartolini 10-pound meatball. Today we had the shrimp wrap bacon, we had the meatballs.
The meatballs will get you to come in the front door, but the shrimp and bacon
will
keep you there. Right. Yeah.
But there was a wing with like a raspberry spicy.
Wasn't that unbelievable?
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Outstanding job by Bartolini's, which catered.
Raspberry beret on it?
I don't know what it was. It was delicious.
It was excellent.
My cooking skills are minimal at best. Bartolini's cater 7 days
like
a week.
Rachel Ray to me.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day by appointment. Call them at 708-396-2332. Obi, what are you tearing up over there? What's going on over there? What do you got going on?
Is that
the Mitchell Trubisky is terrible notes there? I got to get rid of those now.
Kevin White contract.
it's a big secret.
Okay. All right. Let's bring Adam Hoge in here. Adam Hoge was at Soldier Field. Hey, Hoge, let's start with the injury report, which is brought to you by the Mancini Law Group. One law firm, one promise, maximum justice, maximum results. What do we got as far as any banged up Bears?
Mostly clean in terms of, big injuries. But Sam Acho, who is a key player on special teams, did leave this game with a pec injury. We don't know how bad it is, but usually those are not good. And he wasn't a sling after the game.
No. Yeah. Oh, no. There goes the whole special
team. Oh, come
teams.
On. I like Samacho.
I'm just saying. There goes the whole team out the window.
Well, but this, you know, if they had not traded for Khalil Mack, like, this would actually matter.
Yeah, no, you're right. Good point.
Because you have Khalil Mack, and that's just like another reason of 1,000 that we've all brought up over the last 3 weeks of how big of a trade that was.
Yeah. And John Gruden gets his first win on a horrific call by the referees to allow Oakland to get back in the game. So
they ended up winning that game?
They did. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Hey, you know, we were kicking around. Everyone, we'll talk about Trubisky. We'll talk about the offense, the six touchdowns. But did you think on September 1st, before the season started, after the preseason wrapped up, that we would be talking about a defense that had 20 quarterback sacks and 8 forced fumbles thus far through the season?
No. And I heard you mention that earlier, Hamp, and how that's on pace to break your guys' NFL record, which is
crazy
insane.
Good.
I mean, not just break it right now, but shatter it at this point if they are
keep
it
up.
We'll see if they keep it up. But you know what? If they stay healthy, I know you guys are arguing about who's responsible for the success on the defensive line right now. It's all playing off each other. I mean, you have an already good interior that appears to be even deeper when you just add a random fifth round pick like Bilal Nichols, who's making splash plays out of nowhere. Khalil Mack's getting double, triple team. I feel bad for every right guard that has to face Akeem Hicks this year because he's just bull rushing these guys and making them look silly. It's just really, really impressive up front right now.
So, as far as just unleashing Trubisky today, is there any truth to that, or is it that he all of a sudden the light went on, or that they were holding back? How do you break all that down, Adam?
Yeah, I know there was some talk this week about dialing things back. Maybe the playbook for this specific week was a little bit smaller, but let's just be honest. He had guys wide open the first three games. He just missed them.
Right.
Today, he hit them. We talked about this last Sunday. What would this offense look like if he just hit one downfield throw? Because it opens other things up. And look, the throw to Burton, I'm like, okay, that was a pretty good ball. The guy did fall down. Let's see if this continues. The one that really impressed me was the touchdown to Allen Robinson. Because not only was it a great ball, but he read the defense. He saw it was man coverage. Allen Robinson was his number one read the whole time. And guess what? Allen Robinson wasn't open right away, but he knew he would be, and he threw him open. That was an NFL throw. That was the type of throws that you expect from a guy you drafted number two overall. And so for one game, for this day, Mitch Trubisky look like who they thought he would be. Now let's see if he can keep this going.
Okay, as we look ahead, we got to go to Miami. We got New England back here. Just say things work out. We're playing pretty good. We make the playoff. Do you see this team being able to go toe-to-toe with a team like the L.A. Rams?
Wow.
Or the Philadelphia Eagles? Or the New Orleans Saints? Or the Green Bay Packers when we have to kind of step up in December or January? Do you think that this team could be on a trajectory that would put us on a equal footing as the elite teams in the NFC now?
Well, the good news is, Hamp, you get the test against the Patriots in 2 weeks, and the Rams come to Soldier Field in early December in a game that I'm very confident is going to end up getting flexed to Sunday Night Football.
Oh, you better believe it, yeah.
Yeah, you get a chance to put L.A. and Chicago on national television. That's going to happen. So we'll get a better idea how they stack up here going forward. I will say this, though, Hamp. This defense, I think we can all agree, is already on that type of level. That playoff, not just make the playoff level, but can contend in the playoffs. The question is, can this offense continue to evolve going forward? And I just keep hitting and putting on one guy. But you look at the weapons across this whole offense, and let's see the other thing. The offensive line played great today, and they haven't exactly been consistent through the first 3 weeks. They were really good today against a good front. So I think it's two things. That offensive line has to stay healthy, continue to play well, and then obviously Mitch has to just make these throws. If you want to be a contender in today's NFL, you have to have a great quarterback, not just a good quarterback, a great quarterback. And so Mitch has to make these throws, and today he was on point.
The key with our team so far that I see, okay, going into Miami in about 2 weeks, the number one thing that I see, offensively and defensively, it happens to lie on the defensive side, and that's our defensive line.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, they got these quarterbacks running. We got them running scared. They caved that line in. The pressure from the outside, and it's game after game, quarter after quarter. And I'll tell you what, that's the big difference, and that's what put us really on a – well, here, we're 3-1. That defensive line doesn't do what it's been doing. We're not 3-1.
No, it's a great point, Obi, and that's the other thing. Like, we can bring up how bad the Bucs defense is and say, all right, yeah, Mitch hit wide open guys. But that offense they have is pretty darn good, and the Bears made them look silly today. I mean, Mike Evans did absolutely nothing, even though Prince Amukamara wasn't on the field. The pass rush just kept coming. I know they benched Fitzpatrick at halftime, fine, but I don't think he was really the problem.
And
James
Winston was bad, too. And then if you watch there in the third and the fourth quarter, they started to come with the blitzes. I'm talking about the Bears.
Which was a criticism we all had in week one, right, that they laid off. Well, Fangio, I think, learned from that because these last three games, he's kept the pressure coming the whole game.
Did you know that Tariq Cohen was going to be as featured as he was today?
I didn't, so let's give Matt Nagy credit for that, too. You know, I kept getting all these tweets and texts during the game, where's Jordan Howard, and all these guys concerned about their fantasy team. Well, guess what? He's out there. He had been playing. He was getting carries, too, but Matt Nagy identified some kind of weakness with the Buccaneers. He got Tariq Cohen involved. They kept going to him, and it was a good game plan.
Anything from the locker room, Adam? Guys, excited for the bye? Disappointed they're going on a bye?
Yeah, I know Trey Burton said that, like, this is a terrible time for a bye. It's not ideal. I mean, anytime you're on a roll like this. I will say I agree with Matt Nagy. You always want to go into the bye on a victory. It's a pretty healthy team. They should get healthier. Hopefully Prince and Mukamara can come back after the bye. So I don't think the bye hurts you, but there are better times to have a bye.
All right. What are you writing on at WGNradio.com?
Well, it's got to be about Mitch today, right? Looking forward to going back, watching the tape, and seeing how many of these were wide-open throws. Let me give you this number real quick, though. It wasn't just a couple shots downfield here and there. 8 passes over 20 yards in this game. Only one of those was like a catch and run by Tariq Cohen. 7 of them were legitimate throws downfield. 6 were over 30 yards. So, I mean, they took some shots today, and Mitch converted.
Yeah, and he was throwing the ball early. So when you said, you know, that first one to Burton, he threw the ball before the guy fell down. So it was a good pass. You know, it's not his fault the guy fell down.
Read.
But he read it and threw it. You know, that was what we didn't see him do. So whether they are wide open or not, even on all the wheel routes to Cohen, he was throwing it early when he was breaking up. And that's what you want from an NFL quarterback.
The game slowed down for him today.
Right.
That's what I think. And hopefully that continues. I will bring up one. Did you see on the throw to Bellamy, Tariq Cohen start to celebrate before Mitch even threw the ball?
Yes.
That was awesome. I mean, he just saw it open perfectly, and he knew it was a touchdown. So, you know, they had a lot of fun out there today.
Well, we know now that Kevin White is so far off the depth chart that Bellamy's playing a lot more. But let me just tell you this, and it jumped off the screen at me today. Hey, the Gabriel's speed does amazing stuff for the offense, okay? Then you throw in Cohen. But Eddie Jackson is a big-time player. I'm telling you, he is a big-time player, and we're just starting to scratch the surface.
And I pointed out during the game, guys, that there was that one throw they had down the far sideline that it looked like Adrian Amos maybe would have had a shot had he had a little bit more speed. I think Amos is playing at a pretty high level right now, too. But I've just pointed out the difference. Eddie Jackson has speed. I mean, he has a much bigger range than Amos does, and he hits pretty hard, too. I mean, Jackson is a legitimate player, and then you saw it a little bit later, he ended up getting the interception. So I do think the Bears have a really good safety.
Yeah, he's a number one. I mean, he was a number one. He tore his ACL, and he's come back. It took him 2 years, but now that he's back, he's playing like a number one.
Yeah, no question, and I guess we got to give Pace credit. I mean, he keeps hitting on some of these fourth, fifth-round picks. Jordan Howard was one.
Well, if he could
Eddie
pick in the fourth
one.
And fifth round, I'd really give him a lot of credit.
Well, we don't have worry about it. We got rid of the ones.
Yeah, we got rid of the ones. We have a better chance now, honestly. We
better keep doing it, yeah.
Adam, great stuff. We'll read you at WGNradio.com. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Enjoy the bye.
Adam Hogue, enjoy the bye as well yourself. Hey, 312-981-7200. We'll take the fifth caller right now for a $50 gift card to Bartolini's Restaurant and Catering. They are family-owned, and they are located 144th and Pulaski in Midlothian, home of Chicago's best meatballs. Call 708-396-2333. They now ship to all 50 states as well. You can use the code Bartolini, B-A-R-T-O-L-I-N-I, 10 for $10 off your first shipping order. Fifth caller, $50 gift card.
You know, Chris is going moose hunting. I wonder if he ships the meatballs out there. Then when he gets there, he's got them.
Straight to the moose?
Yeah.
It's kind of a...
And listen, you could get it shipped here in Chicago if you don't want to, if you can't make it down to the restaurant.
If you don't have 5 hours to drive downtown.
Yeah, it's that good.
312-981-7200. We'll come back and ramp it up here. Hamp, OB, and Kaz on 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN wrapping it up here as we're going on the bye, which means no show next week. I'm actually going to be headed to Cleveland to talk to the Browns fans. You want to come, Hamp?
No. But you know what? The team we're going to play in 2 weeks, Miami has to go to Cincinnati, who won at Atlanta today. So they may be really roughed up because they got killed today. The 2 turnovers, 10 penalties. They score a mop-up touchdown at the end of the game, but they were blown up by the Patriots. This is doable, folks. Let's just keep going in the right direction.
Before we head out of here, Bob in Mundelein, you won the Bartolini's gift card, and you wanted to say something, too. What's up, Bob?
I wanted to say that my firm belief is that championships are won with defense. And the Bears, with the talent that they have and the addition of Khalil Mack, it seems like these guys are in a competition as to who can make more plays and to be the best guy on the field defensively. And as a Bear fan for a long time, you know, and when Hamp was on defense and stuff, that's the time that Bear fans really love the Bears when the Bears are on point with defense, and they seem that they're every week. I think that they're going to gel more and more, and by the time they start getting involved with the playoffs, I think they definitely have a chance to beat the Rams and the Eagles with their defense. And
Bob,
the offense
Bob,
gelling just as much.
Bob, I'll say it for you. You just want to say the word Super Bowl. I hear you. Say it. Go ahead, Bob. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, and also it's a spicy meatball.
There you go.
Super Bowl. Enjoy it, by Thanks, the way. Those meatballs are off the charts.
Super Bowl and a spicy meatball. All right, OB, final thoughts?
Again, congratulations to the Bears. It was a great victory, and boy, I'm going to tell you something. Did we need it? We needed a convincing victory. We got it. A couple of weeks to get ready. Let's get it. Let's do it.
All right, we'll see you all in 2 weeks. Kaz, any parting shots for you?
No, they won. I'm happy, and I'm going to continue to be pessimistic until they prove me right for once.
All right.
Right?
Yep.
Where they actually go out and get it done over and over again. And
Hampo,
they're on track.
See you later. All right, everybody's gone as the Bears win 48-10. Wrapping it up on 720 WGN.